Parshas Beshalach. So it sets the stage in this week's parasha is the inyan of Shiras Hayam, the psukim that we recite every single day, the beginning of Perek Tesvav, Oz Yashir Moshe of Nei Yisrael Sashira Hazois, these psukim that we recite every day of our lives during Shachris, with the preceding psukim being Klal Yisrael saw all Mitzrayim Meisal Sfas Hayom, they saw the Yod HaGdoyla Vayaminu Bashem Ubamoisha Avdoy, there was Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Moshe Rabbeinu, following which they sang Shira. Now, there is a very famous Gemara with an equally famous question. The Gemara tells us in Megillah and also in Sanhedrin that actually Klal Yisrael were not the only ones who wanted to sing Shira. The Malachim wanted to sing Shira as well. Bikshu Malachi Hashores Loima Shira. The Malachi Hashores also wanted to say Shira, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, how can you? My Seyodai Toivin Bayam. My handiwork is sinking, drowning in the sea, v'atim oimrim shira, and you want to sing shira? So they were silenced. They weren't allowed to sing shira. And interestingly, halacha lemaisa, the Beis Yosef, actually tells us in Hilchas Pesach, that this is the reason why we only say the half of Hallel at the end of Pesach. Why don't we say the full-blown Hallel? The answer is, our sukkahs we certainly do, but we don't say the full Hallel on Pesach. So he says, because the Mitzrayim were drowned, and you're not supposed to rejoice. Binfoil oivecho al tismach. Do not rejoice in the fall of the enemy. And the Levush and the Taz both quote this Gemara. You see that Klal Yisrael were allowed to sing Shira, that's true, but the Malachim weren't, because Maisa Yodai Tovim Bayam. So with the obvious question, like I said, this is a famous Gemara, but there's a famous question. So if indeed Maisa Yodai Tovim Bayam is a reason not to sing Shira, so why on earth were Klal Yisrael allowed to sing Shira? Very simple question, and it needs a simple answer. Now, the Shloh HaKadosh, the Shloh HaKadosh quotes a Medrash. The Shloh is in this week's parasha. Now listen carefully to the strange wording of the Medrash. We have to translate every word literally to appreciate the problem and to appreciate the solution. The Lashon of the Medrash is as follows. Asidin, from the word asid, in the future. Asidin Yisrael Loima Shira. In the future, Klal Yisrael will say Shira Le'asid Lovay. In the future. Asidin Yisrael Loima Shira Le'asid Lovay. So it sounds a tautology. You've said the same thing twice. In the future, Klal Yisrael will sing Shira Le'asid Lovay in the future. Why the same phrase twice? So the Shloh HaKadosh teaches us a very important yesod, and it's a big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. The Shloh HaKadosh says, Midas Tzadikim. The way of Tzadikim is that immediately, Miyad Shehuvtechu, and as soon as they have been promised, Ledovar Toiv, as soon as they've been informed that a Dovar Toiv is going to occur to them, what happens? Immediately, they sing Shir V'Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it hasn't yet occurred. He says, one second. Firstly, that's what the Medrash means. Asidin Yisrael Loima Shira. In the future, when Tzadikim will be great, they will sing Shira Le'osiv Lovoi about the future. So it's not a tautology. In the future, Tzadikim will sing Shira about that which hasn't even yet happened to them. But they've been promised. And if they've been promised, they have Emunah. Nowadays, maybe we're weak. Therefore, this concept perhaps doesn't exist. But in the future, it will exist. What will exist? Asidim Yisrael Loima Shira. In the future, there'll be such great tzadikim with such tremendous emuna and bitochen that they will sing shira le'osid lavoi about the future. Although, what they're singing shira about hasn't actually happened yet. Now, he says, essentially, when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael should have done the same. When did Klal Yisrael sing shira? Only after the event. But they were told prior to the event, this is what's going to happen. Hashem, Yelochim, Lochem, Kadosh Baruch will fight for you, all is serene, everything will be fine and dandy. They should have immediately, says the Shlok, burst into song, because that is the middah of tzaddikim, who have the middah of emunah. So why didn't they? So he says, because they were not strong in emunah. They were weak in emunah. And if they were weak in their emunah, they thought to themselves, yes, we've been told, yes, we've been promised that this is what's going to occur. Who says? How can we rest assured that it's really going to happen? Then they see the events unfold in front of their eyes. Vayar Yisrael es hayoda gdoila. What does it say? Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdei. Oh, now they were nischazik en emunah. Next word. Oz Yosher Moshe. Everybody asks, what's this strange word Oz doing? They sang Shira. When? Then. If they sang Shira, then obviously they sang it then. Says the Shlom, no, this is the whole point. The Torah is pointing out that they only sang Shira when? Then, post the event, but not prior. Says the Shlom, they should have sung prior to the event. Had they only had the sufficient required level of emunah, that's when they should have sung Shira, and that's when they would have sung Shira, but they didn't. They watched the events unfold. They saw all of the Mitzrayim drowned. Vayaminu b'Hashem oz, and only then did they eventually sing Shira. So he says, very big chiddush. Klal Yisrael were on a low level of emunah. They didn't sing Shira until eventually their emunah was strengthened. The malachim have no excuses. A malach, there's no such thing as varying degrees of emunah with regard to a malach. When it comes to a malach, everything is clear. They see the emes. We perhaps struggle. We have to work on our emunah. But the malachim, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bebez Din Shal Malo, absolute clarity. When did they want to sing Shira? So listen to the Shlah's very novel interpretation of the Gemara. They wanted to sing Shira, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maise yodai toivim beyam. My handiwork are drowning in the sea. Now you want to sing Shira. Where were you till now? Why didn't you sing Shira prior to them drowning in the sea? That was the time on the Malachim. So what was the big question? So why are Klal Yisrael better? They're not better. Klal Yisrael also should have sung Shira prior to the Nes. But they were a low level of emunah. Say that, what should we do? Vayaminu b'Hashem. They reached that high level of emunah, and indeed they sang Shira. But the malachim have no excuse. Maise yodai toivim bayam. They're now currently drowning in the sea. So why are you waiting for this to have already occurred? Why didn't you sing Shira long ago when you knew this was going to happen? That was the taina on the malachim. A very novel interpretation by the Shlom. So what emerges from the Shlom is that clearly, when did Klal Yisrael sing Shira? Only post Kriyas Yamsuf. In fact, they should have sung Shira, according to the Shlom, prior to Kriyas Yamsuf. They didn't because they're of emunah deficiency. But the Malachim had no excuse, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't sing Shira because you have no excuse. Now you're waiting for after the event, they've all drowned, it's too late. The problem is, there is a Mechilta. The Mechilta has a very interesting translation and explanation of a pasuk that's written earlier on in the Torah. If you look in Perek Yud Dalad, Pasuk Yud Dalad, 14:14. The pasuk just before Shlishi. They've been surrounded, by the Mitzrim on one side, the Yam Suf on the other. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to them? Pasuk Yudalet, Hashem Yilochem Lochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight for you, Va'atem Tacharishim. There's nothing for you to do. You just remain silent. You're guaranteed everything will be just fine. Now, what is the simple translation of that Pasuk, just as we translate it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight for you, and you will remain silent. Do you know how the Mechilta learns this Pasuk? Phenomenal Chiddush. The Mechilta says as follows. You have to read the question, you have to read the Pasuk with a big black question mark at the end. Hashem Yilochem Lochem. Va'atem tacharishum? Question mark. It was a question. Do you know what that means? Says the Mechilta as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Hashem Yilochem Lochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight for you. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lochem Nisim. He's going to perform great miracles for you. Va'atem tiyu oimdim v'shoiskin. And you're just going to stand remaining silent. Va'atem tacharishon. It's a question, it's not a statement. You're just going to stand there just waiting for it to all unfold? Klal Yisrael was startled into action. Omru Yisrael o Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, okay. Moshe, ma oleinu lasos. So, what do we have to do? You've told us that we can't just expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fight for us and we remain silent. So, ma oleinu lasos. What must we do? Omar lahem, so he said to them, you should be mefayer o meroimein v'gif shir v'shevach la to the one who's really in charge of war, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should thank him. You know what the Medrash says, the Mechilta? At that very moment, Paschu Yisrael Pihem, they opened their mouth and they said the Shira. Oshira Hashem Ki Gomalolei. So the Mechilta is clearly telling you that when did they say the Shira? Long before the event. In fact, that was the whole time of Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised you this is what will happen in the future. And you're just remaining there standing with your arms folded, silent. Fa'atem tacharishun. So he said, okay, so what do we do? You should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'oisai shah. At that very moment, they sang the Shira. So the Mechilta is clearly telling me that what? That when did they sing Shira? Prior to Yom Suf. The Shlah told me that they sang afterwards. Indeed, he also says that they should have sang before because they should have had emunah, but they didn't. But they actually sang after the event. And the truth is, it's a Gemara in two places where the Gemara says mufurish in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin in Sayyidat Ablama. The Gemara says when Klal Yisrael b'shor she'olu min hayam, when they emerged unscathed, safe and sound on the other side of the Yam Suf, that's when they sang Shira. Mufurusha Gemara. And you know something? If you look at all of the psukim, doesn't that seem to be overwhelmingly obvious? What's the whole content of the Shira? The whole Shira describes in vivid detail everything that happened during Kriyas Yam Suf. Markavos Pare Vachela, Yaravayom, Ish Sus Vereichoi, the chariots, the riders, they went up, they went down, the Rishon. It describes in graphic details everything that happened in Kriyas Yam Suf. So it's quite clear in the Psukim that when did they sing Shira? After the event. The Shlah said quite clearly they sang after the event, albeit that they should have sung before, but they didn't. And yet the Mechilta says, no. But Oisei Shah, they sang long before Kriyas Yam Suf had ever happened. So we seem to be in a terrible mess. When did Klal Yisrael sing Shira? The Psukim certainly indicate, the Gemara says explicitly, and the Shlah spells it out, that they sang Shira after the Yam Suf. After Kriyas Yam Suf. And yet the Mechilta says, no, you're going to remain silent. But Oisei Shah, they sang immediately, even prior to Kriyas Yam Suf. So here is the $64 million question. When did Klal Yisrael sing Shira? Was it before or was it afterwards? So I want to share with you what I saw in a sefer. We quoted this sefer very recently. Yerach L'Moyadim, authored by Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, one of the Rosh Hashivas in the Lakewood Yeshiva, grandson of Rabbanim Kokla, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, and yet again he has the most remarkable piece in his Sefer, Maimer Samachei, and he says the following two approaches to answer this question: when did Klal Yisrael sing Shira? And we will see in Mitzvah Hashem that one of his approaches will help us, give us a brand new insight into the difference between the Malachim, who were not allowed to sing Shira, and Klal Yisrael were. His first approach is as follows. If you have a Chumash in front of you, you will appreciate the genius of the Vilna Goyen, which he quotes. Look in Perek Yudalud, Posuk Chof Beis. Vayovoyu b'nei Yisrael b'toich hayom b'yabosho. And Klal Yisrael came in the sea b'yabosho on dry land. V'hamayim rohem choyma miminom u'mismoylom. And the water was for them a wall on the right and the left. That's Pasuk Chof Beis. Then have a look, seven psukim later, in Pasuk Chof Tes, on the next page, it seems to be a repeat all over again. Ubnei Yisrael, holchu b'yabosho, v'toich hayom, v'amayim lehem choyma, miminom u'mismoylom. Same thing all over again. So the first question is, why must this be repeated? Pasuk Chof Beis and Pasuk Chof Tes, twice it says, they entered the sea, the dry land, the water was on the right, the water was on the left. Why is it repeated twice?
Very differently.
Says the Vilna Goyen, there's another question. Is it a bit different as well? If you look at carefully at Pasuk Chof Beis, it says that they entered Batoich Hayom by Abosha. They entered the sea by Abosha on dry land. So what's mentioned first, the sea or the dry land? The sea. Now look at Pasuk Chof Tes. Chof Tes, it's the opposite. In Chof Tes it says, Ubnei Yisrael holchu by Abosha Batoich Hayom. They went on the dry land in the sea. First time round it says sea, dry land. Second time, dry land, the sea. And Bechlal, why is this whole pasuk repeated twice anyway? Says the Vilna Goyen, he has other diukim as well. If you look carefully, one time it says chayma with a vav, one time it says chayma without a vav. We're not going to get involved in that now. Says the Vilna Goyen, there were two separate factions in Klal Yisrael. There were the tzaddikim who were the ma'aminim, and there were those who were non-ma'aminim. The ma'aminim, the ones who had strength of faith, they said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we enter the sea, we enter the sea, no questions asked. As we know, Chazal tell us, Nachshon ben Aminadov waded straight into the water, he was literally up to his neck in water. So what did he enter first? The sea. And then it became Yabosha. That's the first pasuk. When it says in Pasuk Chof Beis, Betoy Chayom, by Yabosha, means they entered the sea, and then it became Yabosha. But there was another group. There was another group who said, whoa, 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 one second. We're not going into any water. Let's first see that the Yam really splits. We want to see that it becomes Yabosha. Only then we'll enter. Says the Vilna Goyen, that's the second pasuk. When it says in Pasuk Chof Tes, Ubnei Yisrael holchu b'yabosho, b'toich hayom. They entered the dry land within the sea, but they first waited to see it was Yabosha. As opposed to the first group, they entered straight into the sea. Two separate groups. So why is the apostle repeated twice? Because there were two entries. There was the entrance of the ma'aminim, they entered the yam, which then became Yabosha. And then there was a second group, the entrance of the non-ma'aminim, they only entered the Abosha, which was in India. But they had to see the Abosha first. That's what the Vilna Goyen says. Says Rav Olshin, in absolute genius, he says, so maybe we've just now solved our problem. We have a bit of a steer over here. When did Klal Yisrael sing Shira? Was it before or was it afterwards? Says Rav Olshin, according to the Vilna Goyen, we can suggest it depends who you're talking about. There were the group of ma'aminim. They were the ones who entered the yam straight off. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said it, do it, so we do it. They're ma'aminim. What did the Shlach say about ma'aminim? If you really believe a nes is going to occur to you, then you sing even prior to the shir. So the Mechilta says, when did they sing? Long before the Kriyas Yom Tov, they maminim. But there's a second group of not such tzaddikim. Rav of Klal Yisrael were not such tzaddikim. It says, Nachshon Meyunadov was the greatest tzaddik. He died straight in. But most were not. So what did they say? Sorry, we're not such maminim. We're not entering the yam. We're going to enter the yabosha b'toich hayam. That's why they never sang Shira before the Yam Suf. They only sang Shira after the Yam Suf, because they didn't have the Emunah, which is required, as described by the Shlah, to sing Shira prior to the Nes. And therefore, if we ask a contradiction, did Klal Yisrael sing Shira prior to Kriyas Yam Suf or post Kriyas Yam Suf? The answer is, there were some who sang prior. They were the Ma'aminim, the one who entered the Yam. The Shlosh said, if you're a ma'amin, you sing Shira as soon as you've heard the Nes has been promised, you don't wait for it to happen. Rav of Klal Yisrael, and that's what our Shira described, they sang afterwards, after they saw all the details. Okay, seeing is believing. But until such point, we don't believe. We're not going to dive into the sea, and for that matter, we're not going to sing Shira afterwards. They only sang Shira until only after the event. That's his first approach. Says Rav Olshin, he'd like to suggest now another approach, which again is a whole genius explanation. He quotes his grandfather, as he very often does, Rav Aaron Kotler. And Rav Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains, what is the purpose of Shira? Very important question. We say Shira every single day of our lives. What is and what was the purpose of Shira? So Rav Aaron Kotler explains, but the purpose of Shira is actually twofold. Shira, firstly, is an expression, of course, of thanks. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakoras HaToif. It's an expression of thanks, of Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Aaron Kotler, Shira is something else as well. It's a different Hakora. It's not only Hakoras HaToif, it's the Hakora of the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu perform miracles, you automatically should become strengthened in your emunah. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu just did. He shattered all the rules of nature, split the sea into two. I've become strengthened in emunah. But I'm not just going to merely leave it in my brain and in my mind. I'm going to verbalize it. It's an exercise in strengthening your emunah. I'm going to verbalize everything I've now been strengthened, and that's another function of Shira. So he says, Rav Aaron Kotler says, if you would ask, why would the Malachim want to sing Shira? We just said there could be two purposes in singing Shira. Either to thank for the tremendous miracle, secondly, for the Chizuk in Emunah. Chizuk in Emunah doesn't apply to Malachim. Malachim don't need any chizuk in emunah. Everything is clear to them. They have no bechira whatsoever. They are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only possible reason they could want to sing Shira is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to celebrate. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't celebrate when people are being killed. Even if they're a shoyim, and even if they're wicked, and even if they're your enemy, Ma'isa Yodai Toivin Bayam, you can't sing Shira. That hardly seems fair. Klal Yisrael sang Shira because they had a different reason. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi. They become strengthened in Emunah. They become strengthened in Emunah. Obviously, you cannot turn around and say, yeah, but people drowned. Precisely, that's why I became strengthened in Emunah. So obviously, that's not a reason to silence the Shira. That's why, says Rav Aaron Kotler, Klal Yisrael were allowed to sing Shira. Why? Perhaps not out of Hoidah. You don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't celebrate when at the end of the day wicked people had to die, albeit they were wicked. But they died. Ma'isa Yodai Teivin Bayam. But if you're singing Vayaminu B'Hashem U'B'Moshe Avdo, you're singing through Emunah. I become strengthened in Emunah. How did I become strengthened in Emunah? Because I saw in front of my own eyes tremendous miracles being performed. So I want to express that verbally. That, obviously, cannot be silenced by Ma'isa Yodai Teivin Bayam. That's why the Malachim are silenced and not Klal Yisrael. That's what Rav Aaron Kotler writes. So Rav Olshin says, if that's the case, maybe we can suggest a phenomenal Chiddush. We had a huge stir over here. When did Klal Yisrael sing Shira? Before or after? So the first approach was, it depends, there were the Maminim and there were non-Maminim. Says Rav Olshan, have a second approach in lighter around Kotli. Do you know when they sang Shira? Before or afterwards? Both. They sang before out of Hidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why out of Hidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Imagine, you come to a doctor, and the doctor tells you, listen, you're terribly ill. He says, I know, I'm in a terrible situation, but, one second, I have the perfect medication for you, you're going to be okay. Ah, Baruch Hashem, thank you so, so much. What do you mean? You don't feel better yet, you're still ill. But the knowledge you're going to be saved is a reason to celebrate. Does the person feel better yet? No, he's still ill. Prior to Kriyas Yam Suf, when they thought they were in tremendous danger, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Yilochem Lachem, everything is going to be fine. Oh, so we can thank right now. We can thank right now. What are you going to say? No, you can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are drowning. Nobody's been drowned yet. Nobody's drowned yet. So now's the time to thank. After Kriyas Yam Suf, now there's a different issue. Now, we're not thanking out of, we're not saying Shir out of Haidah. People have drowned, not appropriate. So why are we now singing Shira? Vayaminu b'Hashem, u'mishavda. This is a different reason. This is the Shira of Emunah, having been strengthened in Emunah. If that's the case, now we understand there's no Stira. The Psukim all seem to indicate that the Shira was post-Kriyas Yam Suf. The Gemara says so explicitly. The Shlosh spelled it out, that they sang Shira afterwards, yet the Mechilta says they sang before. So when was it? The answer was, it was both. They sang before out of celebration. Baruch Hashem, you've saved us. Thank you so much. Even though it happens, hasn't happened yet, but we know we're no longer in danger. But you can't say that there's a chizuk in Emunah prior to Kriyas Yam Suf. You can celebrate Baruch Hashem, the tremendous nace. We're no longer in danger because we're going to be taken care of. But when did the chizuk in Emunah occur? Obviously, only after the event. When they saw Vayar Yisrael Asayod Agdoila. They saw the tremendous Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Asha'osa Hashem B'Mitzrayim Vayaminu B'Hashem U'mishavet. Then they got strengthened their Mula. Oh, it's Yashim Moshe. So then they could sing Shira. Which version of Shira? Not HaKoras HaToyiv. HaKoras Emuna B'Hashkof HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the Malachim were different. The Malachim, as far as they're concerned, there's only one purpose to sing Shira. Emuna, that doesn't apply to Malachim. Malachim don't need a Chizuk and Emuna. So what was it? They want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sorry, don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when people drown. So this is Rav Olshan's genius there, that he has solved his whole conundrum. There's a huge, phenomenal stira. Did Klal Yisrael sing Shira prior to Kriyas Yam Suf? Well, after Kriyas Yam Suf, so the first approach was, I'll be the Vilna Goy. There were two separate factions in Klal Yisrael. There were the Ma'aminim, who dived straight into the Yam, even before it became the Abasha, they sang before. Because they had Emunah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There were the non-Maminim who didn't dive into the Yam. They dived into the Abasha. Toicha Yam. But they said, sorry, seeing is believing. Only once we actually see it, and then will we sing Shira. So they sang afterwards. The second approach of revulsion was Apir of Aaron Kotla, which is not that there were two different groups. But did they sing prior or post? The answer is both. They sang prior out of Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to be a nace. Baruch Hashem, we're so grateful that we're no longer in danger. There's no problem of Maisa Yodai Tevin Bayam because nobody's drowned yet. After the event, they were singing Shira for a completely different reason. Why are they singing Shira then? Because they saw everything that happened. Once you see then, Vayaminu B'Hashem U'B'Moshe Avdoi, the Chizuk and Emunah therefore brought about a whole outpouring of Shira. I would just say in conclusion, a similar, but not quite the same, I saw in the writings of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer also is bothered by this question. The Malachim were silenced. Why? But Klal Yisrael were allowed to sing Shira. Why are they better off? So he says, it's not a million miles away from what Rav Aaron Kotler was saying. And he says, the Malachim were not allowed to sing. That's true. Why not? Because at the end of the day,
So why would Klal Yisrael allowed to sing? Because if Maisa Yodai drowned in the sea, but at the end of the day that brought about a Chizukim Emunah, then you can sing Shira. The fact that your enemies got killed, that's not a reason to celebrate. Maisa Yodai Tevim Bayam. But if through that you become strengthened in your Emunah, then there's what to celebrate. But again, that didn't apply to the Malachim. Malachim didn't become strengthened in Emunah. So as far as they were concerned, they were just, no, Baruch Hashem, the Mitzrayim have been drowned. That's not a reason to sing. That's not a reason to sing. Klal Yisrael were strengthened in their Emunah, so then indeed you can celebrate. So either way, just in summary, we had this big kasha, famous kasha. If the Malachim were told they can't sing Shira because of Maisa Yodai Tevim Bayam, so why Klal Yisrael any better? So the Shla tells us that actually they're not better. Everybody should have sang Shira prior to the Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael didn't because they are weak in their Munah. No, what can we do? So they sang afterwards. But the Malachim have no excuse. They're drowning now as we speak. And now you want to sing Shira? Sorry, it's too late. First approach. Second approach, as Rav Kotler explained, the Malachim have no business singing Shira. Because as far as they're concerned, the only function of Shira is Haida'ah. Haida'ah, there's nothing to thank for if people have been drowned. Ayamunah, that doesn't apply to the Malachim. Klal Yisrael were different. They were singing because, not just out of Haida'ah, out of the Munah, or that's a different issue. The Ksav Sofer is not so different that you're allowed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu if the downfall of your tzaddikim ultimately brought about a strengthening in your emunah. That didn't apply to the Malachim, but it did apply to Klal Yisrael. So you have three different approaches. But along the way, we've also seen two different approaches to address the other question, which is, when was Shira actually sang? There seems to be a contradiction. Was it prior or post Kriyas Yamsuf? So as Rav Olshin explained to us, either Al Pi the Vilna Goyim, it was two separate groups in Klal Yisrael, the Ma'aminim sang beforehand, the non-Ma'aminim, it was only when they actually saw it, they sang afterwards. And the second approach was, no, Klal Yisrael themselves sang twice. Once beforehand, out of Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they're no longer in danger, and second time round, Vaya Yisrael HaSayodah G'dayla, Vayaminu B'Hashem HaMoshe Avdoi, then they could sing, Oz Yashir Moshe, this was now version 2, not out of HaKoras HaTov, but rather as a Chizuk in Emunah.